This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let there be no mistake, this is what America is talking about on all the important news talk radio stations around the country. Research done to put this program on the air by the folks at Talkers Magazine, led by Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher, here with the top 10 stories of the week and the people list as well. Michael, please, let's go.
And away we go. What a week. What a week indeed. At number 10, we have social media bias and privacy issues. We still are talking about the Andrew Cuomo resignation, and that, of course, leads into the Me Too movement. At number 9, immigration reform, race relations, and voter legislation, all tied at number 9, all overshadowed this week by bigger stories, which we'll be getting to, but you can be sure they'll be back at the top of the list before long. At number 8, U.S.-China relations, tied with January 6 investigation, tied with election fraud claims, all at number 8. At number 7, the economy, the infrastructure, inflation, and markets activity. At number 6, the California recall election coming up. At number 5, climate change, wildfires, and hurricanes. At number 4, crime, violence, and homelessness, especially in the big cities. At number 3, education crisis, and that ties into number 2, COVID-19 vaccines, boosters, masks, and mandates. Number 1, Afghanistan. And the most talked about people, Kevin McCarthy at 10, Nancy Pelosi at 9, number 8, Andrew Cuomo. Number 7, the pillow pusher, Mike Lindell. At number 6, Gavin Newsom and Larry Elder. At number 5, we have Tony Fauci, Dr. Tony Fauci. Hey Abbott at number 4, Ron DeSantis at number 3, number 2, Donald Trump, and number 1, Joe Biden. And what a week, as I said, crazy week.
You know, somebody sent me a video that I'm going to post on my own Twitter account and my Facebook page, or pages, if you will. And it is a retrospective of where we are now versus where we were when you and I were kids in the Vietnam era. And it's meant to put a positive spin, maybe not even be, that has a negative connotation, but put thoughts in people's heads about what the news media is saying to us. Some people in the news media talking about this is the end of America, this is the worst of times, it's never been as bad as it is, etc., etc., etc. And this fellow, who looks to be about our age, Michael, maybe a little bit younger, who's doing the commentary, asks us to think about what was going on during the 60s, during the Vietnam era, during the time when the Kennedy brothers were shot, when Martin Luther King was assassinated, when the Zodiac Killer was doing his thing, the pipe bomb guy, what was his name? I forget. The pipe, remember that guy did the pipe bombs?
I don't remember his name, but I know they were various, but anyway, sundry they're killers.
But the whole point of the focus is to get us off of this news media treadmill that has us thinking, and the naive among us who don't know history, haven't studied history, haven't really put things into perspective, haven't grown up yet, I guess, in a manner of speaking, and that goes for some adults who are older, but they haven't grown up yet. They haven't really focused. They don't know from whence they came. So to look at this story list this week, you'd think that the world has gone to hell and we're all right on a train to nowhere. You know that, what's that show that's on TNT, the Snow Train or whatever it is? You ever see that show?
No, I haven't.
Snowpiercer, yeah. There's 3,000 people left on the planet and they're all on this train going to nowhere.
Wow.
That's what, you know, when you hear all of this stuff, it looks like the horror show. And we, as...
Are you saying it's not?
Well, I'm not saying it's not, because it is, but I'm not saying it's the worst of all times. And then, you know, I was thinking, actually, I put this into perspective, and I wonder what your thoughts are on those who are hoping that the Chinese government is overthrown by the people. And some folks, when I brought that up, have said, oh, no, they've got too much control on the people and their thoughts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I think back to the American Revolution. The British had plenty of claim to our thoughts. You think about the French Revolution. Think about any revolution and how it's come to be. It doesn't necessarily, you know, start with pleasant thoughts. And sometimes it's just people who push too far, and maybe that'll happen in China, because the, you know, the situation are rendering or reckoning with China, it seems to me, is it's number eight this week on the countdown. The Chinese are responsible for pretty much all of the things above them on the list, with the exception perhaps of the recall. I mean, think about it this way. The Chinese are still considered a developing nation. After 40 years, the countries that are on the developing nation list, they get aid from the UN and other countries. They are considered to be, you know, countries that may not have a chance to survive. Yeah, that kind of stuff that goes unnoticed. I guess I was wondering, because you're fairly close to the people at the Epoch Times, what's the editorial position, or maybe the reporting on some of these things from their perspective, because they take the...
I am in no position to comment on behalf of the Epoch Times. So.
I don't mean on behalf of, just kind of what's there.
I just want to be clear about that.
I understand.
I have relationships with newspapers of all political and ethnic ilks.
So, understood.
I'm not a representative of the Epoch Times, nor do I necessarily endorse all their editorial policies. I got to be clear about that.
Yeah, okay.
But what's interesting about the Epoch Times is that they are run and published by, I guess you'd call them Chinese expats.
Yes.
Who escaped the communist regime in China, and their main function is to have a newspaper around the world. And in the United States, that exposes the evil doings of the communists in Beijing, and also establish a newspaper that covers other ground as well. And they've been doing a good job of that in terms of fulfilling that goal.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, the feeling is that China is a repressed nation, and the cause of a lot of the world's problems. Of course, a lot of people think the United States is part of the world's problems as well. So
and we are.
It's not a clear-cut issue. And China and the United States are involved in a symbiotic relationship, a frenemyship, if you will, that is not easily entangled.
Okay, I want to add something so that it puts things into perspective as you continue here. This week, three things never covered in the mainstream media. Not that it's good or bad, but the perspective here. China gave Boeing the largest order for airplanes that they've ever gotten. Two, the largest amount of corn and soybeans ever purchased by another country. The agreement was made this week for China to buy basically food from us because their people are starving. Number three, in this the whole overview of what's going on, the Chinese have purchased a lot of cars and stuff from America because they don't make cars themselves. I thought that the Boeing thing and the food chain thing were very interesting and didn't get any coverage at all. And it actually came to my attention because in that same publication was a list of all of the airlines and airplanes that have been commandeered by the government to go to Kabul and get people out of there. That's kind of where it came from. So it shows you sort of my weird attention and where my focus is sometimes. I just find that stuff fascinating. And it does play on the stage because there are planes that had been mothballed that haven't come back into service yet. A bunch of 747s, 777s, planes that carry a large number of people that the airlines are putting back into business at the behest of the government to get over there. I saw something about Kraft's plane, the 767 that belongs to the Patriots. Now they're shuttling, they've flown the plane over there to Kabul, and they're shuttling people from Kabul to Guam. It's about 3.5 or 4 hours, so back and forth, back and forth. They're doing whatever they can to get people out of there. And I don't know how much coverage that's gotten, but
it's like Dunkirk, if you recall.
Yeah,
World War
II history.
That's
a great analogy. Yeah.
Why don't we take a break and get on with this in a little more depth?
Okay, that's a great idea, Michael. Thank you for suggesting that. 16 past the hour. You know, one of the names on the list here of people is, you said something about the pillow pusher, Mike Lindell. I had this conversation this week on the DJV program, and I don't mind having it. Maybe somebody will throw stones at me. The people who would say to me, you shouldn't be advertising my pillow because Lindell is a nutcase. I'm not talking about Lindell. He can be a nutcase. What I'm focused on are the people that work in that factory, hundreds and hundreds of them, good Americans making great American products. That's the focus. If you want to buy American products, and I do, and most of the people listening, if you think about it, how good it is for America to buy things made in America, that's the case with all of the MyPillow products. You can go through the catalog from A to Z. Everything in there is made in America in the plant in Minnesota where hundreds of people work around the clock to make something that's really good for you, for your home, for your family, whether it be the Giza Dream Sheets, whether it be the pillows themselves. Everything is machine washable and dryable. Everything that's there is an asset for Americans. So you, by the way, get great discounts, the towels and the pillow, just everything that's in there. It's a great, I find it very interesting to look at the product catalog and see all these great things that are competitively priced and made in America, very good quality. So if you want to take advantage of the deals right now using the DJV code, I suggest you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, there's a square there, enter the promo code DJV at checkout, and get the discounts on all the MyPillow products made in America. A MyPillow mattress topper, the towel sets, there's so much more in there. Check it out at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for maximum benefit. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. If you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. August is National Black Business Month, a time to recognize, support, and celebrate black-owned businesses across the country. Bank of America's Summer 2021 Black Business Owner Spotlight found that more than 8 in 10 black entrepreneurs expect increased revenue in the year ahead, up from 5 in 10 this past fall. In addition, 94% of black business owners are committed to advocating for social change through their business. Here's A.J. Barkley, Bank of America Neighborhood Lending Executive.
Black small business owners are feeling optimistic about the year ahead while maintaining a focus on social change. When asked, 85% of black entrepreneurs say social justice issues have impacted their approach to running their business. At Bank of America, we are committed to steering the path forward from past injustices by investing directly in black communities and working with black business owners to ensure they have the tools, resources, and guidance they need to grow and succeed.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour now. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the charts created by Talkers Magazine. Not really created. The research that's done by Michael and his staff puts together info from talk radio programs and hosts and stations and the listening in that they do around the country, puts the proper spin on the issues of the day. And that's really what we're talking about, the issues of the day that are important to us continuing to grab and hold an audience, frankly. So we were talking about, I guess, in a manner of speaking, the relativity of the issues today to perhaps what went on 40, 50, 60 years ago. I was thinking about something John Steinbeck wrote. I've been very philosophical this week, Michael, thinking about how, and you kind of know I come from a place of retrospective thinking. Steinbeck wrote, "What good is warmth without cold to give it sweetness?" And you could apply that to this. What good is all of the uproar if we don't have something at the end of the day that brings us together, in a manner of speaking? We've had that in our history, recent history, and, you know, we're only, what, 3 weeks away from the reworking of September 11th? We're 2 weeks away from Labor Day. And thinking about, you know, so many people have been saying lately how time is going. Is time going so fast because there's so much going on? Do you think that could be why time goes so fast? Because when you look at all the things that we talk about here, all the stuff going on, it just is nonstop.
Time is really a construct of our brain and our mind to deal with different happenings, with causes and effects. So it actually is true, or at least theoretically true, that the more things that happen, the quicker time seems to take place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're sitting in a cell in prison in solitary confinement, 5 minutes could be an eternity. But if you're out there in the world and the world is churning around you and things are flying at you and news is breaking and you're doing this and you're doing that, and you got a day full of appointments and you have deadlines and pressure, the clock becomes a very fast-moving entity.
Mm-hmm. Well, it does, and so as we think about where we are, you and I are, age-wise and otherwise, what we've accomplished, I just started to mention to you something, the cover of Newsmax magazine, which I know you look at. I look at all of the, I look at Newsmax, I have Mother Jones Reason, because I want to get the sort of relativity of all the things that they present from the different points of view, liberal, conservative, libertarian. And there's a picture of Bill Shatner, William Shatner, on the cover of Newsmax. And the story isn't about politics. The story is about people who keep working, who keep themselves going. And Shatner at 90. Mm-hmm. It's really an amazing example of people. I was telling, in league with that, I told a story this week about a 92-year-old guy who's still a policeman in a small town in Alabama at 92.
Yeah, and Shatner has proven that one can be obnoxious into his, you know, ninth decade.
And he's striking.
And actually, the reason that Shatner is so old is because, you know, he traveled at you know, warp nine,
warp
so
speed
long.
For all those
warp
speed,
yeah, so long that, that, that time moved differently for him than it did for the rest of us. No, but you're absolutely right. Keeping active, you know what it comes down to, and I know we're going into a break. Purpose. Mm-hmm. Having purpose, yeah, makes life have
purpose.
More meaning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm defining it with its own word.
Yeah.
Purpose,
right,
gives purpose.
Yeah, it certainly does. So we have a purpose for being here, and that is, among other things, not to tell you, I'm not here to tell you what to think or how to think, but I am here hopefully to help you look at things, and how you look at things is pretty much what constructs you. I think your health, your well-being, all of that stuff is tied to the ancillary things of your attitude and your thoughts. It's 28 past the hour, and this is the Talk Radio.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law, and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness, using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set, and watch the darkness flee from the light.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden addressed the nation on the efforts to evacuate U.S. citizens and Afghan allies from the international airport in Kabul. The president responded to critics who said he failed to get enough people out before the troop withdrawal.
There's no way in which you'd be able to leave Afghanistan without there being some of what you're seeing now.
Both Republicans and Democrats are upset over sometimes violent scenes around the airport as evacuees try to get past members of the Taliban in the Afghanistan capital. 6,000 U.S. service members are stationed at the airport in Kabul to help with the evacuation. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying the administration is aware of the presence of Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State in Afghanistan.
We do not believe it is exorbitantly high, but we don't have an exact figure.
This is USA Radio News. With thousands of Afghani refugees coming to America, people are now trying to figure out where to rehome them. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has some answers.
Some state governors are stepping up to take in Afghan refugees who are fleeing their country to escape the Taliban regime. One of those governors is Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds, who's defending her decision on Fox News.
Part of the deal with being employed by the U.S. military is that they have the opportunity to go through the SIV process, the special immigrant visa process. And so we need to uphold our end of the bargain that we made to them when they agreed to work with our men and women who are fighting on our behalf.
Governor Reynolds claims that at least 94 Iraqi or Afghan special immigrant visa recipients have been resettled in her state since 2017. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Four after the hour now. This is the weekly review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The official countdown, the News Talk world is populated by people in stations who really are, I think for the most part, a cut above the rest when it comes to what's on the radio, maybe on television. You got to have a decent voice and a decent head. I noticed that there we have in the world of radio, the trades, if you'll call them that. I guess every business has its trades. Talkers leads it's the Bible of the talk radio industry, led by Michael Harrison. So every year they have a list, you have a list, of the Hot 100, you call them, the Hot 100 most listened to and most interesting talk radio hosts. And I noticed one of the trades has listed the top 25 talk radio stations. Not that there's any, you know, there's any magic to looking around, but I happen to see the list, and the top of it is KFI in Los Angeles, which I happen to agree is a very, very good talk radio station. The people that are on there have interesting things in their lives that they talk about, interesting points of view. They cover what's going on. And isn't that really what it's all about, Michael? When you get right down to it, when you prepare to do a talk, because a lot of people ask you to do talk radio hosting on various stations around the country. As you prepare to go on the air, how do you focus on what you're going to talk about? And maybe you give us an insight into how people who are on stations like KFI or WSB or WY, whoever, whatever stations it may be, how do they prepare and how do they succeed in grabbing the audience and keeping their jobs?
Well, many different ways, because it's fortunately nobody, you know, not everybody does it exactly the same way.
No.
So a variety is very important. Credibility, knowing what you're talking about, seeming to have substantial background and information to back up your opinions, because it's an opinion business. Talk radio is not just news, it's opinion. And the trend today is to talk about the hot subjects and to talk about the subjects that your target audience is interested in. Whereas in the old days, it was more about being a unique kind of a creative, original human being and attracting people who were looking for that type of interest, that type of companionship. Today, it's a daily dance of affirmation, telling people what they want to hear.
What an interesting phrase, a daily dance of affirmation. It's kind of like in the music business, if you like listening to the 80s, there are stations for that. Is that what you're saying, more or less?
Yeah, as opposed to stations that play for you what they think you'll find interesting that you don't know about. You know, like I said to you before, you know, how do you know that? You know, when you said something about certain
airplanes.
Stories not getting covered.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And so they call it music discovery, where people discover new music by listening to presenters, DJs, music directors, and stations that are bringing new product to them, and then they go, oh. Whereas most radio today that plays music carefully selected for what they think the people want to hear. As a result, the progress of music in general has slowed down. We don't have a rapid evolution anymore with new things. I mean, we're still talking.
Like when you were a jock creating interest, bringing new music. I was that sort of a jock. I just played the hits. I didn't create hits. I played the hits.
We created. I was part of the creating hits. And one of the things that back in my music radio days, which is many decades ago, we considered whether we were doing our job and working, how many records we listened to every week.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the homework, just like part of the homework of being a talk show host, is to read and to follow the details and the facts and the opinions of the news events. Back in those days, it was there were new albums coming out every week. A stack of them, important ones, by big acts.
Well, but there
and
are
you have to listen
new
to them.
Yeah, but there are, that's an interesting, very compelling statement on who's doing what. When you look around at the number of books being published, whether you read them, the actual book, or you get them on Kindle, or wherever you're getting them, see them. One of the hosts, Mark Levin, has written a book called American Marxism. I don't know if you've seen that or not.
It's number one on the seller list right now.
Right, yeah. But why? I mean, the headline itself, is it? Are you buying the book because the cover has a cross and sickle on it, as if it were, you know, the reference to communism, and the title American Marxism, and he makes a clear bead on Joe Biden and the Democrats, and so is that where people need to be? The people who are hosts, do they need to know what Levin is writing and saying in order to fall into the crowd?
Well, they need to know what Levin is writing as an indication of what works in terms of the daily dance of affirmation. I'm not so sure how many people are becoming aware of the communist threat in America by reading Levin. More, this guy is confirming my assertion that the communists are a threat to America.
Well, that's it. Is he confirming or creating? Ben Shapiro
somewhere,
was the other
somewhere,
one.
Somewhere in the middle there. Somewhere.
Yeah, you think?
That's the rhetorical question. Does the media lead public thinking, or does public thinking lead the media?
Yeah.
It's a dance up and back between the two.
I mentioned Ben Shapiro. How do these people compare, let's say, to Bob Woodward and to other, you know, the people who have written, and Woodward's still around, Woodward and Bernstein. They wrote the story, you know, the expose, they got them going. He's still writing. There are a lot of people who are writing things. I remember having John Bolton on my program, and people said, John Bolton, you're going to have him on? You don't do a real political show. Well, but he was an interesting guy, and I'd said things about him on the air that weren't very complimentary. So I just decided, you know, he should have a fair shake at telling his side of the story. Frankly, it wasn't necessarily about what he was or what he said, as much as him having a chance to say his piece. And I don't know if we get mad. Do we need that anymore, even? We used to have the equal, what was it they called, the equal time thing. Do we need that? We don't really need that anymore, do we?
having we don't need it as much because there's far more outlets for people to get their say.
Yeah.
But equal time is also a state of mind. It's also an attitude. It comes down to fairness. How fair do you want to be? Mm-hmm. Now, some people who are listeners in this daily dance of affirmation era that we're in will consider somebody who puts a guest on that they disagree with to be betraying the audience. How could you put him on?
Yeah,
that's a betrayal of why we listen to you. We listen to you to tell us what we want to hear.
Yeah. Take him off the air. I've said things on the air, and people will call the station, get that guy off the air. He has no business being on the air. Because I said something that in this circumstance might be, you know, there's all this stuff. The Afghanistani situation is number one this week on the story list at Talkers Magazine. By the way, you can get the list every week at Talkers.com and at DJVShow.com. So Afghanistan is number one, but it splinters out into all kinds of things, including the right blaming the left for the mess. That becomes part of those are the talking points, right? A lot of them anyway. Never mind.
The right and the left are blaming each other for the mess in which they both shared
responsibility.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Right. I mean, the finger pointing is a disgrace.
Yeah.
It's a disgrace.
But the stories of the thousands of people who are trying to get on those airplanes, and I made mention of the fact that we're sending every plane we can get our hands on over there to get people out of there. The story of the guy that was in the wheel well and got killed, or the fellow fell off the plane. You know, those are dramas that have nothing to do with the politics. They're just the reality of what's going on. The people that are there have to live with. And I don't think there's any way that we possibly could know what they're really experiencing. Imagine these guys with machetes going up and down the street beheading women. That kind of stuff. How do you even relate to that? It's like a bad movie.
Terrible situation.
Yeah.
Terrible situation, and we have been embroiled in terrible situations as a nation when it comes to foreign policy and wars, at least going back to the Vietnam War, and who knows, maybe before that.
Yeah. So it's all food for thought, and that's really why talk radio is the oasis that it is in a sea of pretty much media garbage. At least that's the way I look at it anyhow. It's real media garbage. All right, here's something that isn't that's not connected to garbage at all. It's connected to you and your body and your health. Calitrin, the weight loss formula that I extol value, virtue, wrapped up in a very healthy way for you to lose weight, more importantly, to keep it off. Some great stories. You can check out the verified stories from many of their awesome customers by clicking on to toploss.com and then going into the area. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who tell their story about losing 22 inches, losing 135 pounds, keeping the weight off. He was going up and down 40, 45 pounds here, lose it, gain it. You can keep it off. That's the real secret. The love that people have of this product is the fact that it works so well to keep the weight off. Also, it helps you sleep. I saw a testimony from a fellow this week who is extolling, again, using that word, to talk about the appreciation he has for having found this product and using it. And right now, the BOGO sale, buy one, get one free, extends to as many. If you want 100 of these and you pay for them, you get 100 free. That's how it works right now till Labor Day. Go to toploss.com, get the product that really works. Awesome results. And you can mix the liquid or the capsules if you'd like now under the current situation. It's easy for you to do. Lose weight the safe way. Keep it off, please. Prove it to yourself by going to toploss.com. Order some Calitrin. Take it and see if what we're saying isn't true. You'll see the stories of 86% of the people that get on this. They love it because it works. That's the secret. It works. Calitrin. Take the weight off. Keep it off the natural way. Go to toploss.com. Check out using the discount code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts from Talkers Magazine, published at Talkers.com and also at DJVShow.com. On the people list, Kevin McCarthy, the Republican in the Congress, number 10. Nancy Pelosi, number 9. Andrew Cuomo is at number 8. Mike Lindell is at 7. Gavin Newsom tied with Larry Elder. The situation in California is the focus of number 6 on the people list. Dr. Fauci is 5. Greg Abbott, the governor from Texas, 4. DeSantis, who's the governor from Florida, is number 3. Former President Donald Trump is 2. And Joe Biden is number one. Now, these are the names that are most discussed. I don't think you wonder sometimes about Trump because there seems to me, in my mind, much more discussion about Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott because of what happened this week and Gavin Newsom as well. So, but anyway, that's a congregant of the people on the list from Talkers Magazine. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? AutoTempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com, all the cars, one search. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Story list now from Talkers at number 10, from number 10 to number 1, social media. And what's going on, the coverage of things like Cuomo's resignation, people thinking about that, and also what's going on in Afghanistan. Lots of pictures and memes and things from that area. Number 9, immigration reform, situation on the borders, even though it sort of got soft-pedaled because of the obvious conversations going on about COVID in Afghanistan, still important for us to be discussing. Number 8, our relationship with China. Number 7, the economy and what's going on Wall Street. Number 6, the California recall. Number 5, the hurricanes, the weather. This week, a lot of us experiencing a lot of wild stuff this very weekend, in fact. Number 4, the situation with crime, the police and what's going on with them in certain cities. Education is number 3. COVID's number 2, and Afghanistan is number 1. Those are the stories, courtesy of the work done, the research at Talkers Magazine. The MH interview that you can find, Michael Harrison's interview every week, addresses Larry Elder's chances to be governor of California. With whom, Michael?
A fellow by the name of Wayne Avrishow, he's a political insider, not very famous, but very well respected among media circles, and he's got an objective view of California politics, and we really talk about this whole recall, how it operates, and it's pretty ridiculous when you think about how,
it really is.
How it operates. It's chaotic. Anybody can become governor.
Yeah.
And add a little bit
governor.
Into...
You could be governor, yeah.
You know, and Larry Elder might become governor, so yeah. So we'll see. But it's an interesting look at California. It's losing its mojo, etc. MHinterview.com. Thanks, Doug.
Check it out, MHinterview.com. Find it also at Talkers.com, where you can find the list of the charts that we talk about every week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's move back into the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the fabulous lawyer who is an advisor to many when it comes to legal issues. Also teaches law at Bentley University in the Boston area and has a fabulous website dedicated to informing people about scams, and there are plenty of them. With the situation in Haiti, once again, I suppose, Steve, the warning that goes with people looking for, I actually did on the air on the DJV show this week, a list of the top 10 ways that you could help the people in Haiti, and none of them were some of the big conventional scam outfits like the Red Cross. And I know that sounds harsh, but that's how I see it. So what kind of scams come out of situations like this, and are there any specifically about Haiti?
Every time there is some kind of natural disaster, it brings out the best and the worst in mankind. The best is, as you alluded to, people want to help. They want to donate. And so that is absolutely terrific. The worst is that you'll find these scammers who will create these phony scam charities, and they'll contact you on the phone. And even if you're on the do not call list, legitimate charities are even allowed to call you, but you don't know who's really calling you. There's also that thing, because you mentioned a really important aspect of it. There are the out-and-out charity scammers. They're fake. They may have names that sound like legitimate charities, but they're all scams, and if you don't vet them out, you're going to end up giving your money to scammers. But as you very rightfully mentioned, there are a lot of so-called legitimate charities, and if you look at how much they're keeping of the money that gets donated for their own salaries and administrative costs compared to what they give to the people in need, you'd be horrified. So there's a great website, and it's called charitynavigator.org. It will not only tell you, if you look up, what a charity, if it is a legitimate charity or not, but it will tell you how much of what they collect actually goes toward the real charitable purposes. So you're right. You got to make sure that you're going to deal with a charity that is going to make the most out of your contribution. And just because it's a familiar charity that quote-unquote is legitimate doesn't mean it's the best place to give.
No. All right. Let's go to the story list from Talkers, the official countdown list. Number two, COVID and the mandates from a legal perspective. Can you give us, you know, we have a lot of controversy, as you know, about whether to mask or not to mask. Can you make it mandatory? Businesses, yes. The government, no. Or what?
It's pretty much yes. You know, this is the kind of thing that is new territory in the sense that the specific use and mandating of masks, we don't have much of a history, fortunately, in this country of that. But just looking at this week in particular, the Texas Supreme Court has okayed mandates, and other courts have done so as well. They've done so in regards to colleges that have mandated. They've done so in regard to professional team, football teams and sporting teams. And it is the kind of thing that, yes, when it comes to it, you know, I was reading this week about there was a proposal made years ago for a kind of matching Statue of Liberty on the West Coast, but this one was going to be called the Statue of Responsibility. And the idea is, yes, freedom is a terrific thing, but the whole idea is we are here to work together, and with freedom comes responsibility. And so asking someone to wear a mask as a way of helping out other people and for a public health measure is something that governments can mandate and people should be willing to do.
Number four is a focus on crime and violence, which we seem to think is at an all-time high. The numbers aren't good, but when you go back to the 60s in America and you compare it to now, I don't know, is it the same? You remember when we were kids, what it was like?
Yeah, and again, you're hitting it right on. You know, reports on crime are newsworthy because they're emotional. However, when you actually look at the statistics, you'll find interesting things is that, you know, violent crime is actually down. There is a slight increase now over, say, the last couple of years, but immigrants commit fewer crimes, and this is from the Justice Department. Violent crime is down. And frankly, if you want to find some real criminals, some of the big corporations with their white-collar crimes and the kind of working conditions and poisons that they put into their working conditions for their workers kill more people than violent crimes do.
There it is, the wrap. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with his review of legal items and what to look out for in terms of scams on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.